Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett is with us on WBEN this morning, taking a look at what happened in Baltimore Tuesday with the Key Bridge collapse. Brad, this appears to be a tragic accident, but it also shows what an attractive target it could be to make a big impact.
Well, there is no doubt. I mean, the idea that you could, that one bridge could be damaged, and the disruption that clearly that causes for Baltimore, you know, from traffic to the obvious movement of ships that go in and out of there. I mean, it's not at the top of the list as far as ports, but it's way up there. I mean, if you think about 850,000 vehicles move through the port of Baltimore every year, just for one example, but it sheds light on the whole idea of how, I guess, up to date, and from a safety standpoint, are the infrastructure of this country, from water to electricity to the internet to the rail, and obviously to bridges and ships. And the answer is generally that we haven't kept up like we should have. We don't spend, as much as other countries like Canada and European countries, Australia, some other places around the world, on infrastructure. And, you know, many of the experts say we're paying a price. Now, I don't know how relevant that is to what happened in Baltimore, but it may when it comes to ship maintenance, so forth and so on. But we've got to do a better job in upgrading our infrastructure, and also, you know, from a law enforcement perspective, better protecting it. Not that any sort of protection could have helped this particular situation in Baltimore.
I mean, this it brought up so many questions. And before we really learned more about how this cargo ship ended up striking the bridge, this loss of power, yet some people even think it was this nefarious in intent. And you know, why are these ships passing so closely where, I mean, you're just kind of moments away from disaster if something like what we saw earlier this week were to happen? How many safety measures are in place to prevent that in the future? We heard about some of them with, you know, these landlocked bridges or big rocks in front of the pillars. But is that common?
I think it's fairly common in the larger ports. And keep in mind that we, the U.S., take over these ships to get them in and out of port. In other words, there are certified boat captains, for lack of better terms, that get aboard these ships to guide them in and out, partly for what you're talking about, to make sure that there aren't any issues. There aren't any issues in running into something or you know, causing mayhem of some form or fashion. And so that was in place. But obviously, the person that was in charge of that did their best, and then they realized they've lost power and they can't control this 1,000, you know, foot long from running into a pillar. And so I don't know. I don't know if you could make that much better, but you certainly could perhaps have a better handle about what goes on with these ships. In other words, how much does the Port of Baltimore know about that particular ship and how well it's maintained and so forth and so on? I don't know. There may be stuff they have to file, but these ships move all over the world, obviously. And, you know, on another plane, the whole shipping industry has its own issues with corruption. I'm not suggesting it plays into what happened in Baltimore, but there's a lot of things to look at here that need to be addressed, upgraded, and maybe better secured.
You know, you kind of were pointing to this, but ships today, these cargo ships, they are bigger, they're longer, they're heavier than they've ever been.
Right.
Should that be looked at? Because, I mean, really, nothing could have protected that bridge in this case.
Well, you could say yes, Susan, but, you know, the whole issue of basically, if you take the ports in the United States, and there are a lot of them, there's, you know, a handful of maybe the top 10 or 15, you know, from New York to Los Angeles to Long Beach, et cetera. I mean, $200 billion a month of goods go through these ports. That's the estimation. I mean, it's such a huge part of our economy and the ability to move. I mean, 850,000 vehicles alone move through the Port of Baltimore. I mean, all of these things, you have to think about what the vitality of ports that sort of run the economy to a certain extent, or maybe even to a large extent in this country. So I get your point. I don't know that I see that changing because the demand is too great for vehicles, for washing machines, for fill in the blank, that it's all going to keep moving on these ships, you know, and eventually goes to trucks, to tractor trailers, to move it, you know, to Buffalo, to Washington, to wherever it's going.
Well, Brad, we appreciate the time this morning. Brad Garrett joining us live, talking a little bit about the bridge disaster in Maryland.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.